Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. My friends say I'm acting peculiarly. Come on, baby, we better make a start.
Welcome back to 7 till the hour. 17, I should say, till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Tom Borg. Tom is the author of Making Service Count, the president of Tom Borg Consulting. Tom, thanks again for being here. We're talking about, folks, how to deal with this emerging out of mid-pandemic, through this wormhole, coming out of hibernation, unlocking our doors for the first time to customers as we move off into what I'm calling the post-pandemic new regular. Tom, thanks again for being here. One of the things that I've been identifying this last week are what I call the three prime fundamentals. And prime fundamentals, Tom, I've been saying are not old school or new school. They're the school. And the number one first prime fundamental is customers. And right. Everybody knows that nothing happens till somebody makes a sale, but there is one thing more prime than that, and that's a customer who needs some help, who wants something or needs something. And it's our job to take care of them. And their customers are the key to our success post-pandemic. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Jim, I think right now is the prime time to be reaching out to them and just calling them to see how they're doing. Not trying to sell them anything, but just letting them know you're thinking about them and wanting to know how they're doing. And at the same time, what do they need? Now, maybe it's not something you can offer them, but maybe you can connect them with someone.
But you have to ask them questions, don't you? You can't wait on them to come to you. You can't show up and look around and talk about the weather. You need to say, okay, we've all come through a pretty tough time here. What do you need? But not only what do they need, what do you want?
Exactly.
Because they're going to get what they need. You might, if you give them what they want, you can charge them more for that. That's the thing. I think small business owners need to find themselves in the realm of what do they want. What do you think?
I totally agree with that. We've got to understand the way our customer thinks, and if it's something they need and want, that's great. But if it's something they want, that's more important in many ways, because in their own mind, that's something that's on a higher up on that priority list.
Customized, extra effort, which you can charge for. If it's customized, that means what you do for them is unique.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
You want to get to where you're unique among vendors, don't you?
Absolutely, and that's one way to be unique right now, is checking in with them, see how they're doing, finding out what their concerns are. And if it's anything, Jim, it's a good public relations move, just that you're letting them know that you're thinking about them. Sincerely thinking about them and want the best for them. And they may not need anything from you right now, but that's fine. They're going to remember that a month, 2 months, 3 months down the road when they're thinking about who they want to make their next purchase from.
Right. Yep, that's exactly right. So what else do we need to know about customers? Are we going to need to be more sensitive to their I mean, they're going to still be a little sensitive about the distancing, the safety, the practices. They're going to be more sensitive to that. I mean, even if we're not, even if we're ready to flip a switch and go back to work, all customers are not going to act the same, are they? Aren't we going to need to be sensitive to every customer individually?
Yes, we are. I think we're going to need to be able. We have to get our game plan together for sure, but we need to be able to tell them, hey, here's how we've adapted. Here's how our company has adapted to these different times, and here's how we're going to be able to better serve you when things get back to where we are able to serve you to the extent we want to. So tell them about the precautions that you're taking. Tell them about the way you're going to do things a little differently to protect their people as well as your own employees and team members, and the different ways you're going to have to conduct your business until things become totally post-COVID. But the fact is, we need to let them know that we are in tune with the times, we're aware, we're following the guidelines that have been set forth, and we're just thinking about their safety and our employees' safety first, and that's the way we want to proceed. I think that's really key to help them see that we're proactive in this time.
Another thing to think about, I think, Tom, is there's going to be a COVID 21. There's going to be a COVID 25. I don't think we're going to shut down the economy again like we did this time. I don't believe we'll ever do this again. And so, but we will have to respond to that COVID 21 in some way. And so I think if we let customers know that we're sensitive to those things, whenever it happens again, they'll feel more confident and continue to do business with us, I think. What do you think?
I agree with you. Yeah, that's the key, I think, is to be able to have a plan in place and to learn from this, right? Yes, we don't want to shut down the economy again, but we want to be able to have a plan in place where that when something like this does happen, we can move on with our business, with our lives. So I think this is a real learning lesson for, I think, many people on different levels.
Well, and maybe that plan you're talking about is where if we get wind of another thing coming up, we start talking to customers about it in advance. You're right. God help us if we don't learn. If we don't get a PhD education in how to deal with something like this from what we've if we don't get that kind of an education for what we've had to pay for it, then God help us. What do you think? Last thoughts.
That's right. Yeah, this is, and that's the way we need to look at these things. When we run into these times that are so challenging, what can we learn from it? What can we do to prepare ourselves for the future so that we can minimize the effects?
Speaking of the future, when we come back, that's what I'm going to get time to do. Help us look into the future for our businesses. That's going to happen right after the break. It's 10 Till. Tom Borg is here. Tom is the president of the Tom Borg Consulting Company. Making Service Count is his book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.